Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Now, you were recently in FAR talking about imports and inspections at the border.
Well, that's right, Tony. I traveled to FAR National Bridge to announce a new pilot program the Texas Department of Agriculture is working on. It's all focused on inspection of agriculture products at the ports of entry along our Texas-Mexican border.
Well, who are you working with?
Well, Tony, TDA awarded the South Texas Asset Consortium a grant of more than $650,000 to facilitate the program. Inspecting ag products at the border is critical for many reasons, Tony. One is that we need to protect domestic agriculture industries and consumers from foreign pests, diseases, and for homeland security. Second, we want to make sure we're safeguarding legitimate border commerce for our producers here at home.
Have there been issues in the past?
Well, Tony, population growth and a surge in demand for fresh, healthy produce have put a strain on our inspection at the ports. They just don't have the personnel or the resources to keep up with the volume anymore, and it's led to some delays. But through this program, we're working to ensure that the inspection process moves more quickly and securely as we bring goods from trucks to the market.
Are Texas farmers impacted?
Well, yes, they are. You may not know it, Tony, but many Texas producers have operations on both sides of the border, and they rely on their imports to help supplement their other domestic operations here in Texas. Plus, it helps them ensure we have access to a variety of fresh produce all year long. By working to ensure inspections are happening efficiently, Tony, we're helping protect the men and women who put foods on our plates and who contribute to the state's economy and to our agriculture industry.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.